Well, it's been just about 6 weeks since the first Ebola diagnosis here in the United States, and now there are currently no cases of that deadly virus on U.S. soil, at least as far as American authorities are aware. At a news conference yesterday, Dr. Craig Spencer, the doctor who contracted Ebola after treating patients in Guinea in West Africa, spoke about the importance of early detection and how he followed all the protocols after he got back to New York. Listen.
My early detection, reporting, and now recovery from Ebola speaks to the effectiveness of the protocols that are in place for health staff returning from West Africa. I am a living example of how those protocols work and of how early detection is critical to both surviving Ebola and ensuring that it is not transmitted to others.
Well, early detection and protocols for isolating healthcare workers in this country returning from West Africa is one thing. But for patients living in West Africa under very different cultural conditions and in many cases under poverty is something entirely different. In Sierra Leone, for example, officials reported 111 new cases on Sunday. That's the highest daily rate that country has ever seen. And UN health officials worry that the number of cases is being underreported, perhaps by as much as 50%. The government in Sierra Leone has come under sharp criticism for its handling of Ebola. And last week, they started a crackdown, including on journalists who were questioning the government's response. The government feared that a monologue by one prominent columnist would incite a breakdown of public order, in their words, and good governance of the nation. And listen to this. Jimmy B, popular singer and music star in Sierra Leone, released this video trying to outline the steps needed to combat Ebola in his country.
Ebola is the biggest obstacle to our country's development since the Civil War. We must all come together and win the war against Ebola, or remain divided and perish. God bless Sierra Leone.
Joining me here in New York is Ann Bennett. She's executive director of Hirondelle USA, a nonprofit that supports independent media in conflict zones. Ann, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, we heard there the music of Jimmy B, just one example, I'm sure, of people trying to instill a sense of social cohesion in a situation that can really drive people away from the advice of authorities.
Yeah, I think one of the really interesting things that we've seen with the response to Ebola, really in all three countries that have been hardest hit, Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, is that there's a really high level of fear, and that fear has prevented really the first efforts to contain the disease and then efforts to get people who are showing the first symptoms to go to the clinics and to the hospitals.
Fear or distrust, or are they two sides of the same coin? I mean, fear might drive you into the arms of people trying to help because you're afraid of getting sick, but that in many cases is not what's happening.
Well, I think you're seeing both. I mean, it's a very complex situation, and you know, the initial response of the international community as well as the governments of those three countries was to try and control the information. So, you know, right off the bat, the delay in Liberia and in Sierra Leone, especially of the government actually coming out and acknowledging something that everybody knew was there. You know, we were reporting on it as early as April on our radio stations, but it wasn't until the end of July that the government came out and acknowledged that this was a national emergency. So right away, you've sort of broken that trust. But I think there's a high level of fear in many of the isolated communities throughout that region. This is a country that suffered greatly during over a decade of civil war. People are cut off from main information sources. They're living in deep poverty. That fear is really mingled with the mistrust for authorities.
Now, what about local leaders, local politicians? They can be a great benefit if they have a microphone, a megaphone, I should say. They can be an enormous detriment if they see a political opportunity in tapping into fear that people already have. And I wonder if in places like Sierra Leone and Guinea that the messages that you're trying to put out at your nonprofit organization are countered by cynical politicians sometimes who see an opportunity.
I mean, there is, and you sort of picked up on this in the song with Jimmy B, is there are these sort of calls for, you know, national unity. And I think pretty much that's being, you know, heeded by certainly any officials. I think there are a lot of questions about the misuse of funds, and the governments of all three countries are trying to keep a lid on that. And those are very important questions that need to be asked. But, you know, certainly the messages that came stamped with the government in all three countries did not have the desired effect. In fact, they had the opposite effect in some cases.
But not politicians in this case. We saw with HIV in several countries in the last decade. politicians who knew better gaining advantage by saying, for instance, there's no evidence that HIV causes AIDS. This is colonialists trying to control you. That's great for domestic political consumption, but extremely harmful when it comes to people's health.
Right, right. And I think those sort of conspiracy theories are already very present in these countries. We, you know, we're broadcasters. We work in radio. So like many broadcasters, we're always measuring our audience through focus groups and surveys. And there was a survey that was done in late September that talked about, you know, we had focus groups talking about their perceptions and fear, and there are a number of, you know, of very political conspiracy theories. Some are international, you know, the whites brought this disease, but many are around, well, you know, the president doesn't want to have elections, so Ebola is coming from the government, or they want to wipe out the indigenous population in this border area. That's why they brought Ebola. And so those conspiracy theories are really there. And I think, you know, very ripe to any kind of political exploitation and disruption.
Well, before we let you go, Ann Bennett, can you give me your most honest assessment of, let's say, in Sierra Leone right now, the level of social cohesion? We heard Jimmy B calling for national unity to fight Ebola.
I spent 3 years in working, actually setting up a radio station in Sierra Leone following the war. And I have to say that I've never encountered a more courageous population. You know, you meet people all the time who have lost everything and they've come back to rebuild their lives. So I know that the Sierra Leoneans can cope with Ebola. It's a terrible time, but I'm optimistic.
Ann Bennett is executive director of Hirondell USA. That's a nonprofit that supports independent media, including radio stations, in conflict zones. Ann Bennett, thank you.
Thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.